Very, very cool.
It's awesome.
7-year-old Abby Anderson was one of the first visitors to see Rocky Shores.
Was it better than SeaWorld?
I like both. I like the zoo and SeaWorld. I like it, both of them, very much.
Zoo spokeswoman Erica Hansen says the 3.5-acre exhibit is now home to sea lions, seals, otters, a polar bear, and 3 grizzly bears from all over the country.
Rizzo's from Cincinnati, the grizzlies are from Buffalo, the seals and sea lions came from California, the otters came from Ohio, so it's been, they traveled long and far to get here.
Now that the animals have settled in, animal specialist James Winepress says the staff will work on making each day interesting for them in their new home.
Enrichment comes in all different forms. We can change up their environment by giving them different things to dig in, you know, walk, sleep on. I mean, Rizzo, the polar bear, is just so into different smells. You know, we can rub perfume, spices, colognes, anything, and that really gets her to explore her exhibit and makes her think.
Hogle's new exhibit has been in the works for 12 years and is an $18 million undertaking. It was funded in part by a Salt Lake County voter bond that was passed in 2008. But even with this exhibit complete, the zoo isn't finished expanding. Here again is Erica Hansen.
We get about 1 week to breathe, and then pretty soon we get ready to break ground on the African Savannah Project.
That project will mark the return of lions back to Hogle Zoo. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.